أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين تولوا قوما غضب الله عليهم ما هم منكم ولا منهم ويحلفون على الكذب وهم يعلمون. In the previous ayats, Allah tabaraka ta'ala spoke about the hypocrites and the Jews who used to always try and cause harm to Islam, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the Muslims. Like they used to occupy the time of Nabi, try and occupy his time so that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't get enough time to do his other work, to see to the affairs of the Muslims, etc. So when they are such, so Allah Ta'ala in these ayat are warning us that we must not befriend those people who are the enemies of Islam. We should be careful which friends we choose and with who we associate. Those who want to harm Islam and want to harm the Muslims, it is just improper. It doesn't make sense that you become friends with your enemies. And these were the munafiqeen. A munafiq really is a person who knows for himself that he hasn't got iman in his heart. Outwardly, he's just showing that he's got iman. A person who has got iman, he knows he believes in Allah, in the deen of Islam, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person is not a munafiq. He is a Muslim. He may be weak. He may be having some qualities like that of a munafiq, but he's not a munafiq. He's a Muslim. These were those people who knew that they are not Muslims in their heart, and that they are just here to spy and to cause harm and hurt, difficulty and injury to the Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala puts this forward that we should not associate and have friends with those who are the enemies of Islam and who are bent on harming Islam and the Muslims. Allah puts it forward in this way, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. کیا تُنے نہ دیکھا ان لوگوں کو جو دوست ہوئے ہیں اس قوم کے جن پر غصہ ہوا ہے اللہ کا. Have you not seen those people? That is the munafiqeen. That is those people who show that they are Muslims, but inside they are not Muslims, and they have befriended those on whom Allah's wrath has descended. That is the Jews. And they are such that they, when they are with the Muslims, they say, we are also Muslims, we are just like you. But when they go to their Jewish friends, they say, no, we are just bluffing them. We are not Muslims. They say that we are, in the beginning of Surah Alif Lam Mim, Allah explains the munafiqeen, that they say they believe in Allah and His Rasul. Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. No, they don't believe. They are only trying to beguile you, to mislead you. مَا هُمْ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا مِنْهُمْ. نَا وَا تُمْ مِهِ اور نَا اُنْ مِهِ. They are neither amongst you, neither are they amongst them. لا إله إلا ولا إله إلا. They are not with you because their hearts are not with you. In their hearts they know that they are not Muslims and they are just bluffing the Muslims. And outwardly they are not with the Jewish people either. Because outwardly they are saying they are Muslims, but in their heart they are still with them. So they don't belong this side, they don't belong that side. A person who doesn't choose one path and he wants to try and please everyone, he gets a slap on his face from both sides. When he's with those people, these other people slap him. That how can you do such a thing? When he's with these people, those other people slap him. So a person must be one-sided. And he must make his stand clear. And he must not be afraid. That is a true mu'min. That he is not afraid. He's not like a weathercock. That according to what the discussions are carrying on in social gatherings, etc., we also just join in. A true mu'min takes a stand and he stands firm on that. And he remains for that. Not that when everyone is speaking against something, some part of Islam, sometimes about they're speaking against the ulama, sometimes against the tabligh jamaat, sometimes against khanqah, we also join the bandwagon. And when people are praising them, we also join the bandwagon. Now that should not be the case. We should make our stand firm. That is a genuine person, apart from deen and religion also. A person who is not two-faced. but he remains firm. And if we are weak in such circumstances, at least just to get up and go away from that gathering. If we are too weak for that also, just to keep quiet, not to be per part of that. وَيَحْلِفُونَ عَلَى الْكَذِبِ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ اور قسمیں کھاتے ہیں جھوٹ بات پر اور ان کو خبر ہے. And they are taking oaths on false talk, and they know, and they are fully aware that they are lying. They are not just, it isn't just that they have got some doubts or something, they know fully well they are lying, and not only lying, but they take qasams also on that. That they tell the Muslims, we are with you, and they take qasam on that talk also. But in their heart they know that they are not believing. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدًا تیار رکھا ہے اللہ نے ان کے لئے سخت عذاب. Allah has prepared for them and has kept ready a very severe punishment. So Allah is warning them also and the Muslims also that don't befriend such people. إِنَّهُمْ سَاءَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ بے شک وہ برے کام ہے جو وہ کرتے ہیں. That is a very wrong thing what they are doing, that they are two-faced, that they show they are with the Muslims and when they are not. And they show the Jews we are with them, and outwardly they are not with them either. اتخذوا ایمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله بنا رکھا ہے اپنے قسموں کو ڈھال پھر روکتے ہیں اللہ کی راہ سے. These oaths which they are taking, qasams, they have just made it a shield behind which they are hiding. And all that they are doing in order to stop people from the path of Allah, from stopping people from accepting Islam. Outwardly they show that we are also Muslims. But then they say, what have we benefited from Islam? We haven't benefited anything. You want to become Muslim, what are you going to benefit? There are unfortunately people who say we haven't benefited anything from following sunnahs. So and they say, what did we get from following sunnahs? People are all turning against us when we are following sunnahs. People are not supporting us. People are against us. So that should not be the case. That they are using this as a shield and in order to stop people from doing the right thing. Like a person says, I also went in Jamaat, what did I benefit? I didn't see any benefit. Na'uzu billah. That we shouldn't do such things. I also went to the Khanqah. I also became Bayat. I became an Alim also. But what did I benefit? I didn't benefit anything. See, I've lost out in dunya. That should not be the case. This was the habit that they show we are Muslims. We are taking part in everything. But what will you people won't get any benefit in this. So that should not be the case. فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ مُحِينَ تو ان کو ذلت کا عذاب ہے. For them Allah Ta'ala says there will be a punishment of disgrace. They will be disgraced on the day of Qiyamah for the stand of this. لَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا کام نہ آئیں گے ان کو ان کے مال اور نہ ان کے اولاد اللہ کے ہاتھ سے کچھ بھی. And on the day of Qiyamah, all their wealth and their children will not be able to save them and help them in front of Allah Ta'ala. Your own amal and your own actions will count on the day of Qiyamah. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وہ لوگ ہیں دوزخ کے. These are the people of the fire of Jahannam. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ وہ اسی میں پرے رہیں گے. And they will remain in there forever. So in these ayat, in short, these are the qualities of these munafiqeen, and Allah is warning us that we should not have those qualities. And yeah, particularly that we should not befriend those that we know they are bent on the enmity of Islam and on the enmity of the Muslims and planning and plotting against Islam. It's even logical. How can we befriend such people? We should stay away from them. We should be on our guard. Due to some expediency, some necessity, we can deal with them, we can associate with them, but we must be very much on our guard if they are in ruling position, if they have got control over affairs, etc., and we are bound by that, then we should try and take out the best what we can from them. But we should not befriend them by our heart. We should not divulge our secrets, our inner talks to them. We should be very careful of that we don't befriend and we don't divulge our inner secrets to those who are our enemies. On the battlefield, it's also quite clear, logical. One country fighting another country, and if one country's people befriend their enemies, Then that person is regarded as a traitor. That how can he befriend those people? And he's giving our secrets away. So with regard to Islam and Deen also, we should not associate and befriend those people who are the enemies of Islam and the Muslims.